Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My children into a room and give them a Snicker bar and some damn fries. That's why I'm going to come get this vaccine.
God
it is
right.
Come out
yeah.
And
get
me. Yeah. You don't have control of my children. You don't have control of me. They shut out doors and try to give a God Fauci. The hell with that.
Trisha Lindsay and the power of the seismic waves from that epic speech were felt all across the internet. And Trisha joins me now. She's going to be with me for the next half hour. You know, we've got just a couple minutes here before the break and then the long segment's coming up. But, you know, I think the most amazing thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the most amazing thing about that speech was that it just came from the heart. It came from the soul. You didn't write anything down. You didn't have a teleprompter in front of you. You just came out with what was in your soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I literally had gotten, I think I got off a plane the night before, got in maybe at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't even have time to really look over anything. Jumped in my car and drove to Albany, got there and was told you're on in 20 minutes. You're up in, I think, 15 to 20 minutes. So I didn't have time to think. So I just spoke from my heart. I just spoke about the things that have just been in my mind and what I've observed and just my opinions. And so it came completely out of my heart. Absolutely.
And, you know, for me, and I would say for most people, that was the first time we'd ever heard from you or heard you speak. I mean, how actively had you been speaking out against the mandates and the medical tyranny in the state of New York?
I've spoken a few times. If anyone Googles me or looks on different platforms, I do have speeches out there. I don't film myself and post, but there have been a number of people who have posted it, and so now, you know, I have people that are capturing the videos, you know, for just so I can have a copy of it, and because people ask. But I had been involved in it since the beginning, maybe. And just spoke in various places, and then, of course, as the tyranny, you know, increased, I became more and more involved. And as people, you know, began to know my name and hear me, Children's Health Defense and certain other organizations and like New York Freedom Group, they would call on me to speak or to address certain issues. But that event in Albany was, I think, one of the, not that none were important before, but that was one of the more important rallies because of where it took place, right? We're in the state capitol, and because it was the opening of the legislative session. So it was major, and I just thought that they needed to just hear everything. And I'm just trying to call people into action. Not just gathering information. Giving information is vital, and that needs to be, you know, transferred. The information that I have and that a number of us have has to be transferred to the larger public, and then we have to call them into action because something has to be done.
Well, and what I see, and this is, I mean, it's well documented throughout American history, is that when you deliver a powerful speech like that, it motivates other people. It gets other people the confidence that they need when they see people speaking with such conviction, speaking truth to power. That gives them the motivation to stand up and do what's right, too. Tricia Lindsey is with us for two more segments. Looking forward to talking with her and getting her legal take on all this tyranny as well.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we are joined by civil rights lawyer and also very well studied and experienced in other forms of law as well. Tricia Lindsey runs her own law firm in New York, but outspoken against the medical tyranny and everything that's happened in New York since the beginning of COVID. Has been delivering multiple powerful speeches, but one that really rocked the internet world from the New York Capitol in Albany just a few weeks ago. And Tricia joins me now. I want to get your legal take on what we're seeing. Like, for example, we just recently, the unelected governor of New York with her mask mandate, it gets rejected and shut down by a court of law. And then another judge says, no, wait, we're going to keep the mask mandate. I mean, on your legal map, where does all this stand? I mean, what legal precedent is there to force people to wear a facial covering that restricts their breathing?
There is no legal precedent. It doesn't even have scientific precedent, to be honest with you. And I can say that because I have a science background. My first degree is in nursing, and I taught biology for, 20 years or so, 15 plus years. So
that's interesting. A biology teacher would tell you that you need air to breathe and you need your nasal passageways to not be interfered with. I mean, it's like forcing people to have asthma.
Absolutely. You're forcing people to breathe back in the poison that should be released from their bodies. When I walk around and I watch people coughing, I mean, severely in masks, and that's not allowed out. Our atmosphere is set up to cleanse itself. We have trees. We have the oxygen, the carbon dioxide and oxygen cycle that's set up to cleanse and pure and clean our air, right? And if you look at the mandates, it doesn't even make sense. You walk into a restaurant with a mask on, and then you sit at your table and remove the mask. So the virus is only, it will only attack you as you're walking into the restaurant. And when you take off the mask and sit at your table, it's going to remain at the table with you, even though it's said to be an airborne virus. It just does not make any sense. And there is no legal precedent. And the governor knows it and all the legislators know it, because we have to have informed consent in this country. And the mask, as well as the vaccines, as well as the tests, are still in the emergency use authorization status. And so they have not been licensed and approved. And once it remains in that status, then we have to be able, we are the citizens, have a right to reject it to reject its use, or to accept it. But it has to be informed. And at the end of the day, to require someone to wear a mask, I don't care if they even make it into a law, that law has to be repealed. Because you cannot force someone to restrict their breathing. Breathing is something that is necessary. It is a necessary form of life. Oxygen is necessary. All right? It's a necessary element, a necessary gas in our body. Our body functions and needs certain things to intake, to take in, to carry out life processes. So when you're saying no, and you're restricting our intake of oxygen and our ability to release other poisons such as carbon dioxide and other things, then you're pretty much subjecting someone to death. You're subjecting them to sickness, right? The very thing that you're trying to stop is what you're actually causing.
Well, and I think most people would have to admit, I mean, aside from maybe the most deranged among us, people would have to admit that, yeah, it makes no sense. You walk into the restaurant with the mask and then you take it off to sit down or put it back on when you get up to go to the bathroom or, you know, whatever the nonsensical procedures are. But, of course, it gets enforced because of government, because of these medical bureaucracies. And so then restaurants are in fear that, oh, they're going to get shut down or they're going to get fined or they're going to get punished if they don't obey. And so then they have to force these nonsensical measures onto their customers. And then their customers are sick of it. And then eventually the customers don't want to go back because they're sick of it. And then eventually the restaurants have to close down because they're not getting any business. I mean, this is what we've learned throughout human history. This is why we reject communism. Once big government gets involved in our free market, the free market dies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what people don't understand is the power that they have. We, the citizens in this country, have more power than what we're utilizing. We literally have the power and the authority to abolish the government if it fails to carry out the functions for which it was created, and to create a new government. And I am so serious about that. And we just need to go back to the documents that founded this country. You know, that have been amended to include certain things, but were formed and put measures in place to ensure that the government would not be able to usurp its authority. And if they did, there were measures in place that we could now implement in order to get a hold of it, to control it, and to stop it. We just have to take back our power.
Well, and it's amazing that we have to sit here and say things like, hey, you know, the Bill of Rights is good. The Declaration of Independence is good. Breathing oxygen is good. But we're now in this scenario where it's like we have to refresh this. We have to remind ourselves of this because we just look around at society and it seems to be breaking down and going crazy. And it's like, hey, remember, you need to breathe oxygen. Hey, remember, you're a free citizen of this country. Your government cannot oppress you like this. And it's sad that we have to have what should be just elementary conversations, but on this platform, because this is the craziness of society we're dealing with now.
Absolutely. And it's even crazy because most people don't even know, or they don't have the information that we do discuss, right? Schools are not teaching this information. Most kids are not coming out of school understanding the basics of the founding of this country. Unfortunately, and that's coming out of elementary school and even high school. And unless you particularly go and take a course specific to getting this information, you won't even get it in college. And so government has taken over education. It's infiltrated its way into every area of our life, and it has dumbed it down. That's what it has done. And it has manipulated it and changed it to for their purposes and to benefit them, not the people, which is contrary, completely contrary to their purpose.
What of this stalemate? It seems that we have a stalemate here, because I could ask you, I could say, hey, what legal action can people take? But the legal action has been taken. I mean, the mask mandate was banned from New York City, and then just one judge just comes about and says, nope, we are going to have the mask mandate. So what do you make of this legal stalemate, this back and forth of, hey, no masks, okay, yes masks, okay, no masks, okay, yes? I mean, it's just with every one of these COVID issues.
I thank God for the judges that are bold enough to take a stand, but I am also very careful when I read their their rulings. And I said I had to read it more in depth. I wanted to go back over it and read it more in depth. But one thing I noticed in it, the judge made reference, which is very true, that it takes the legislators, right, to impose this, to make a law, pretty much, and to be able to impose this. And so at the way it stands right now, the mandates don't have the rule of law. They don't have the power of law. And so Hochul and the DOE or any agency are usurping their authority. They're overreaching. It's tyrannical. They don't have the authority to impose these mandates. But I look at the language, because that's the language says a lot. Because when I read it, I said the next step is going to be legislation behind this. They're going to try to turn this into a law. They're going to make a law surrounding this so that when people break the law, now you become subject to the judicial system. And at that point, your freedoms are lost based upon our 13th Amendment and how it was written, the loophole. And so we have to be very careful. I am happy when I see the rulings, because it shows that there is someone that has the fortitude and to do what is right. But I'm also very careful, because I watch to see the steps and what's coming next. And the inconsistent rulings can show, one, it can show that, you know, the law is there and everyone else is violating the law. And that's why you're having inconsistent rulings coming out of the court. But the inconsistency can also be created to get it to the legislatures so that they can now create this law, which shuts down all this conversation and all this debate. And now you're going to be dealing with this from another angle and from a higher level. And so we have to be careful, and we have to get involved with what's going on. The legislative session is open, and there are tons of bills on the floor that are seeking to pretty much wipe away our rights. And the population has to get involved. The communities have to get involved. We have to.
And in the meantime, the citizens are in this whirlpool of madness. We got to go to break, but we'll be right back with Attorney Tricia Lindsay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Like in New York, I mean, because you obviously have some pushback against these mandates, but I mean, what does the scoreboard look like? What does kind of the team layout look like? I mean, are there a bunch of lawyers jumping on board? I mean, is there a lot of pushback on the governor? Does she even care if there's pushback? Is she just going to have her will no matter what with the medical tyranny? I mean, and then ultimately, I fear that, you know, New York will kind of be set as the example for the rest of the states. Maybe it doesn't make it to other states, but I think that that's the goal. So, I mean, where do you think it stands in New York right now when it comes to the medical tyranny versus the freedom of choice battle that's happening?
I think more and more people are waking up. I think they're getting motivated. You have a number of rallies that are planned that I've been seeing coming across my phone and my email that are being planned. I believe there's one even happening right now, or it took place yesterday.
Yeah, I can't even keep up. It's like every day.
Yes, exactly. And I'll get the invitations to come, but I can't be at the rallies, otherwise I won't have a practice anymore, so I can't be everywhere. But there are a number of people that are pushing back at Governor Hochul and at the local politicians, our local leaders, because they realize that something is wrong. And when the inconsistent rulings out of the court helps with that too, as well as the inconsistent reports coming across the television, right? They're using mainstream media to pretty much brainwash people and to spread fear and propaganda into them. But now with all the inconsistencies that are coming across the screen, it's causing people to think that weren't thinking before. And so they're waking up another section of the population that are saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And now with the mask mandate being lifted, you have whole school districts that are planning to walk out. Teachers, parents are getting involved and saying, not anymore. We're not doing this anymore to our children. And so as that spreads, as that starts to happen, then the momentum will continue to drive, will continue to move. But I know that in New York, people are waking up. Restaurant owners are having a hard time because, I mean, let's face it, the vaccinated were going out before, but like they said on this, but prior to the start of my interview, Vaccinated people are getting tired of going out and having to show cards. They're getting tired of being asked. And they're getting tired of being separated, because I've been invited to a few events in New York City and I say I can't go. And I'm not going because I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm not carrying a card. I'm not answering to that. And I'm not going to any establishment that is supporting these slave passports. And so now the vaccinated are putting pressure on to the business owners and saying, we're not going. And I tell people, come to this place, come to this area of New York, because this is not happening there. And so the momentum is driving. And I, from what I understand, there were a number of business owners that went and met with the new mayor and said, we can't do this anymore. We cannot take this anymore. We're losing business. We're going to shut down. We're not going to make it through. And I heard it through the grapevine. I didn't check it, but I heard it through the grapevine today that they're planning possibly on giving another bailout to the restaurants, which is going to be crazy. Where's all this money coming from? There is no money in the economy, and they're taking our taxpayer dollars and giving it to businesses so that they can continue to oppress the people that are supporting them. It's just madness. But people are waking up. The momentum is growing, and I believe we are going to succeed. I know we're going to succeed. We just have to hold the line. We just have to stand strong. And I know it's easier for some people to say it than others, because a number of people have lost their jobs. People, you know, are on the verge of losing their homes, but it's taking us back to the basics, and it's causing an awakening to happen. And so we just have to hold the line, help and support each other. Don't fight with people. I don't argue with people about my stance on the vaccine or the mandates or anything if they are just so far gone and that it's going to be a debate. I love them from a distance. I pray for them, and I hope that they wake up. But if not, I leave them alone, and I wish them well. You know what I mean? But we are there. The population is waking up, and we are going to win this. Hakko Party doesn't care, because most of them are arrogant, right? They have the backing of whoever it is, these nefarious people sitting in high places. But what I know is that every high place eventually will come down, and they will be made low.
Yeah, I agree. Good ultimately defeats evil every time. Sometimes it takes longer than other times. That's because people are overall good. I do believe that. Now, when you see stories like this, and there's dozens of them now, man in Boston kicked off heart transplant list for not being vaccinated. He literally cannot get the vaccine because of the side effects on the heart could kill him. So now he's been sentenced to death because he won't get the vaccine, and now he doesn't get a heart transplant. I mean, aside from just the clear evil here, from a legal standpoint, what goes through your head as an attorney when you see such discrimination?
That every person involved in that situation are going to be held liable for whatever happens to that man, and I pray he makes it through. But every single person, down to the doctor that refused to treat him, will be held liable, and they all need to be locked up in a prison and throw the key away. Because who in the world gave them the power and authority to decide who lives and who dies, who deserves life and who deserves death? We have lost our minds in this country, and that's why we have to hold the line, and that's why we also have to unplug and pull out of their system. I met a doctor, or two doctors last week, and they had been terminated from their hospitals. And one person, I think, was terminated from Kaiser. And I said, well, go build a new Kaiser. We have to unplug. We need to stop. I tell people, don't go to the hospitals, because once you go to the hospital, there's no guarantee that you'll come back out alive. So don't go. And unfortunately, that's where we are right now. So every doctor that has been separated from their institution, every nurse, every teacher, we now need to create our own institutions. Get back. Doctors need to start going to people's homes. You have a medical license to treat. You don't have to treat them in a hospital. Treat them in their homes. Go and visit people. Get back to grassroots. That's what we have to do. That's where medicine started. There's no problem with that right now. The wealthy do it all the time. They don't have to go to a hospital all the time. They have their medical doctors come and see them at home, and they treat them at home. Let's figure something out. We are not slaves to this system, but we don't have to be slaves to this system. We can make a choice to do something different and to unplug, and that's what this is pushing us to do. Because when you see situations like that, Who wants to go to a hospital where someone is going to look at you and say, you're unvaccinated, so now you cannot be treated? That's going back to the black codes. That's going back to the slave passport. That, to me, is going back to the Holocaust. And I don't care what the media wants to say, that we're comparing this to the Holocaust. Read the history. Read what took place years ago in the history of this country and in Germany and everywhere else. And there's no one that can debate that this is very similar to what took place.
No, that's why they say those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And we're in the process of repeating it all right now. Trisha Lindsay, I know you're obviously busy running your law practice there. Is there any way you could do one more segment with me?
Sure.
That would be wonderful, because I'd also like to get into the crime spree that's happening in New York right now and get your take on that, because that doesn't seem to be going away. All right, so Trisha Lindsay, great interview. Going to do one more segment with us on the other side. Folks, tell your friends and family to tune in. I know you can't share all the links, but we got futurenews.news. You can still share that link to the live.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient, multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out because of supply chain breakdowns. We got a limited run, so please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Tricia Lindsay is with us. She is an attorney based out of New York. She's been very outspoken against the medical tyranny that her state has been enduring. But I want to switch to another topic, which I think is very important as well. Maybe not as important as the medical tyranny and the long-term precedents that could be set with that, but very important for the people of New York, specifically New York City, what they're going through with these crime rates right now. And it's so bad that you've now had an activist who has put fake blood outside New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg's Manhattan office to protest policies amid crime surge. Now, of course, that activist has now been arrested. I'm sure that didn't come directly from Alvin Bragg's office to have that individual arrested. Because, you know, when liberals and Democrats go out and do their protesting, nobody seems to mind. Or when violent criminals go out and do their thing, the district attorney Bragg doesn't seem to mind either. So, what is your take on this rampant spike of crime in New York City? And the leaders there are the ones that are allowing this to happen. I mean, it's their policies that are allowing this to happen. How do they not see that?
How do they not see half of what's happening and what they've been doing for the past year and a half, 2 years, right? And even before that, let's be real. But the spike in the crime in New York, I think there are a number of things going on. The policies, of course, absolutely. But I also say that when you have now removed people from work, you've taken away their livelihood. You have shut schools down. You have shut down medical services. You've shut down. People are not getting treated for psychological issues that they have. They are not being treated for their emotional disabilities that they have. And so you just have a population that's pretty much just gone wild. I knew of someone. He passed away maybe 2 months ago. I knew him for a brief time. And he was a young man who was actually one of the victims of a crime, a random crime. He became homeless. I didn't even know when he became homeless. And he was attacked on a train and stabbed while he was sleeping. He was going from one job to the next, fell asleep, and someone came in a train and stabbed him. And I believe they arrested the person that it was, and it was someone who suffered from psychological disabilities. But this person, when was the last time this person was treated? When was the last time this person received the services that they need to deal with their issues? And so you have a number of things that are happening. The entire state is upside down, or the city of New York is upside down. There's too much uncertainty. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of anger. The politicians, the leaders are not responding to the people's cries and what needs to happen. And so you're going to have a city in chaos. Not to mention, I think a lot of times, depending on who, what's going on, I believe sometimes the perception wants to be created as well. Because there's something going on in New York where I believe there is a push to get rid of the working class and the middle class families and population parts of New York, and for the wealthy to take over certain areas. And so in order to do that, you have to create this perception and this heightened fear to get people to jump up and run and just to leave. And so I think there's some sort of property confiscation that's happening as well. You know, so there are a number of things that are happening, in my opinion.
And we are seeing the mass exodus of New York City specifically, but obviously that results in the state losing mass numbers of their population, and for good reason, I would say, whether it's the medical tyranny or the violent crime specifically, if you're in New York City, it's just completely unbearable. Now, you as an attorney, obviously you understand criminal psychology. So what do you think is being, what do you think is going through criminals' minds for the last 2 to 3 years in New York City where they see, oh, wow, it's easier for me to get away with a crime. And even if I get caught, my punishment is less severe. Therefore, they're more motivated to do it. Do you see that playing out right now in New York City and, quite frankly, other American cities?
I'm not sure if I see necessarily that. I'm sure that is part, you know, for some career criminals that, you know, recidivists that, you know, if that could be their mindset. But let me also say that with the what's going on with the mandates in New York City and police officers walking off their jobs and this whole uproar that's happening behind these mandates, you have less and less people that are working, right? So you have less police officers that are on the street because of what's happening. And then again, with one moment, one judge stays or stops the mandates, and then another judge comes in and lifts the stay. There's just this whole back and forth situation that's happening, and so there's no consistency happening in the city. Everyone is distracted, and so there is an opportunity for those that would like to take advantage. So, in light of that, absolutely. And then, of course, with they have relaxed, you know, the criminal justice system with who's going to be held in custody versus who will be released, depending on the type of crime that's committed and so on and so forth. Judges are inundated with what's happening. There's not enough staffing within the courts. And so it's just everything is swelling. It's just everything is boiling over. And that's what's happening. And when you have something like that, when you have chaos, of course, it leaves open opportunity for those that would like to take advantage of the system to do so. Absolutely.
From an outsider's perspective, and I can understand how this perspective could be a little inaccurate, but from an outsider's perspective, from here in Texas, I'll say, it seems to me that there's more law enforcement or there's more willingness from law enforcement to go after people that go into buildings or museums or restaurants without a vaccine passport than there is motivation to go after actual criminals that do harm to people. That's what it looks like from the rest of the country. Is that accurate?
And that's what I'm saying, the distraction, right? We're worried more about masks and vaccines than what's going on. So if I'm a criminal, this is prime opportunity for me to do whatever I need to do. Because, like you said, if I get caught, depending on the crime that I've committed, I'm likely going to be released on my own recognizance or on... depending on the crime, I'm not even going to get bail, right? Because there's all these other alternatives, which does serve our criminal justice system in light of its inequities and disparities and things of that nature and the discrimination that is historical within our criminal justice system. But at this particular time, with the distractions, the lack of staffing, and then you have the distraction where police officers are responding to calls of people not wearing masks and not wanting to produce a vaccine passport. I mean, look at the lady who was arrested, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, in a wheelchair because she was going into Bubblegum's shrimp restaurant down in Manhattan. You're wasting resources going to get to arrest a woman in a wheelchair who already has issues with accessibility to a number of facilities and places in the city. You're going to arrest her, and you wasted resources. Call for a van to come and pick her up because she's in a wheelchair to take her down and process her as a criminal because she failed to produce a vaccine passport. This doesn't make any sense. So now what those cops should have been doing something else. There was someone else getting hurt, someone else who really needed assistance, some other crime that was taking place, but instead they were taking care of this woman. Another mother who was trying to take her daughter to the Museum of Natural History, they arrested her. And then put her in a car, one police car, and then put her daughter in another police car, 9 years old. Why would you traumatize a 9-year-old like that? You arrest her, you put her in the back of a police car and escort her down to one police plaza or wherever they took her. That's ridiculous. So again, if I'm a criminal and I'm watching all of this take place, this is wonderful opportunity. This is prime opportunity for me to do whatever it is that I didn't think to do before, or to just continue to do what I'm doing because the police are completely distracted. Our mayor is completely distracted. They're running around trying to impose illegal mandates on the healthiest members of society. Thank you. Yes, that's the clip. On the healthiest members of society and on members of the society, period. Right? That's illegal. And then if they don't comply with these illegal mandates, then you're arresting them.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
on the Alex Jones Show. We may be hearing from Alex before it's all said and done. Jay Dyer hosting the fourth hour coming up. And then I'll be back again hosting the War Room today. And we got a lot of great guests on the War Room as well. And then whatever news I don't get off the desk here on the Jones Show, we will cover on the War Room coming up. Again, though, everything we do here is only made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I've always been a health advocate. I've always been into living a healthy lifestyle. And so it is really something to be proud of here at InfoWars that we fund ourselves with great health supplements that are good for you, good for your immune system, good to live an overall healthy life, good for energy, good for libido, good for all of it, ladies and gentlemen. And so we've got great supplements on sale right now that are top rated, top sellers, like vitamin C plus zinc and the Whole Food Multivitamin and Brain Force Plus and Survival Shield X2. And those are available right now at big discounts. But our whole entire supplement stock is really just incredible. I don't even have the time to go down the list of all of it, but I mean, I just think about, it's like, okay, how can I remember all the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com? Oh, that's right. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Every morning I wake up, mix up a glass of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and then I use that to chase down all the different supplements I take. People see my pill cabinet and they might think I'm a little nuts, and I explain, I'm like, no, this is actually smart to take supplements. I'm not saying that this is the be-all, end-all for everything, but why wouldn't you take advantage of this great new innovation in the field of health supplementation with all the great health supplements that we have now? So absolutely, I got a whole pill cabinet full of all-natural organic supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. Absolutely, I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and absolutely, I'm proud to promote those on the air because I know that when you try them for yourselves, you're going to see the same thing. And so whether it is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, whether it's the Alpha Power, whether it's the Survival Shield X2, whether it's the Brain Force Plus, whether it's the Vitamin C Plus Zinc, all of it, we're glad that that's how we fund ourselves, and we're glad that it also helps you live a healthy and active lifestyle. And by the way, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, where to go from here? I got all these different stacks of news. Let's just go right into this one. Rand Paul was on, I guess it's officially the new show on Fox News now. I think it just launched this week. But I believe that Jesse Waters now has a new show. I think it's called Jesse Waters Primetime. I'm not sure where the schedule has been changed there. I know that they moved Jeanine Pirro to the 5 of for all time, and that Jesse Waters is now hosting a primetime show. I guess that was kind of the mixed bag that they were kind of rotating new talent in and out of. It's now going to be Jesse Waters Primetime. Good for Jesse. Good for Jesse. And he had Rand Paul on last night. And Rand Paul gives advice on what to do when confronted by crazy lunatic mask people. Yeah. And, of course, he's seen the crazy lunatic liberal fringe assault him. And so now he sees kind of a new fringe of the fringe, and that's the mask cultists. And, you know, it's crazy, folks, because, you know, I mean, I'm on air 6 days a week, okay? And we're cramming 7 hours of content, essentially, into 3 hours on air. So you can imagine the amount of these videos that I've seen, and if you watch every day, that you've seen of these mask Nazis running around harassing people. I mean, I've got full videos. In fact, let me just change lanes here, because it ties into this, but aside from the insanity that you've seen with some of these videos of the mask Nazis, harassing people in elevators, harassing people in grocery stores and restaurants and out on the streets. I mean, just psychotic behavior. I mean, again, a functioning civilization would recognize this as psychotic behavior and immediately institutionalize these people to get mental health treatment. But see, then they'd all be overwhelmed with these liberals, so we don't know what to do. But that's just one level of the mass Nazis. Folks, we have videos. There's now dozens of videos. And let's just call it what it is. They're liberal teachers that are torturing their students with the masks. The headline on InfoWars.com. Shock videos. Teachers segregate and punish unmasked students in blue states. So now they're doing open segregation in the classrooms for kids to witness. But it's not just that. We've seen the videos. They're obviously Democrat liberals, folks. It's just, come on, let's just call it what it is. Let's just call a spade here. Democrat liberal teachers will go up to students who don't wear their masks properly and literally tape the mask to their face. I've seen this at least five times. And it's on video. I mean, you should be fired immediately and never be allowed to teach in a school ever again when you do something like that. That is so inhumane. But that's what liberal Democrat teachers are doing to kids that don't wear the mask properly. And they harass little kids over their masks. Put it on right. Put it on right. Oh, I'm going to tape it to your face now. Oh, now I'm going to come up and manhandle you. And now they're segregating their students. And then you have these Democrat liberals that run these institutions at times, not just engaging in the mask Nazi torture, not just engaging in the segregation, but they're also engaging in forced medication. Forced medication. Undercover footage. Students film as school COVID clinic vaccinates children without parental consent. This was in Colorado. And look, you know this is not an isolated incident. You know this is happening at other schools run by these crooked, illogical, psychotic Democrats. And they told the parents, because they heard about this, and they said, oh, no. We promise we're not vaccinating any kids at the school. We're not doing it without your consent. Don't worry about that. And then they're actually doing it the whole time. And the children are filming undercover video of them doing it. I mean, thank God for these kids that have the wherewithal, not even trained as journalists, but trained in technology, you know, growing up with the Imperial probe droid in their pocket with the camera. I remember the first camera phone came out. I was probably in high school. And, you know, it was just horrible quality, but, you know, you had it. But it's like they've grown up with the supercomputer in their pocket with this technology. So they had the wherewithal to say, hey, they said they weren't vaccinating us without the consent of the parents. They are. Let's just go film it and show our parents what's going on. And so they caught them doing it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, think about how sick that is. Think about how sick these people are. They torture kids with the masks. They physically assault them with the masks. They segregate their classrooms based on mask or vaccination status. And then without parental consent, they will give children vaccines. I mean, that's like fire offense one, fire offense two, fire offense three. Like, every offense is fireable. Like, these people should not be allowed anywhere near hospitals. Yeah, and you got all these crazed lunatic teachers that upload their videos to TikTok. I don't even know what this one is. Just throw it into the stack of them all. Believe me, you don't want these people anywhere near your children. Ohio school lunchroom monitor caught on camera bullying and forcing 9-year-old student to eat food taken out of the garbage as principal watched. Yeah. Who do you think they voted for? How do you think they feel about masks and vaccines? Where do you think they fall on the political spectrum? Well, given the circumstantial evidence, and it's liberal Democrats that are torturing kids in schools, I'm going to go ahead and make a safe bet here that these were liberals that were bullying a young student and made him eat trash because they love you so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.